views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello out there to all the wonderful listeners and dog lovers. I'm Dr. Jen, and we have a very special guest today. We are going to be sharing a beautiful insight with a clairvoyant, internationally known clairvoyant, metaphysical expert, Christine Agro. And she's all about the dogs today. This is all about the dogs. And of course, my co-host Emmy is here, so I almost mic'd her up because you know how she can be. I think a couple of weeks ago she chimed in on the show. And I wanted to let everybody know before we get started, if you are at a computer or later if you're listening to the podcast, we wanted to put up a few of the pictures so you had a visual today. And I was able to do that on my website on the show post. So if you went over to jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, it will be the very first post in the blog section, and it should be popping up right in that flash picture. You'll see a picture of my guest, Christine, with her dog, Polly, and we're going to be talking about that. And if you just let the pictures flash through, I also put a picture up of me with my dog, my co-host, Emmy, so you could get a visual of who Emmy is when you hear her at times on the show. Now, let me introduce you just a bit here to Christine. She is internationally known clairvoyant metaphysical expert. She works with people and animals all over the world. The majority of Christine's work is with women and with animals. And she has authored the daily blog Life as a Conscious Mom. And she's scheduled to be the keynote speaker at the first Women of India Leadership Summit this fall. That's going to be interesting. And she continues to empower women to live life fully through her year-long program, Journey of 1,000 Women. Christine has also been featured at New York Times and Vogue Japan. She has been the focus of a Dutch documentary, Life as a Dog, and has been seen on Animal Planet TV. She has written for BeliefNet, and she's the author of 50 Ways to Live Life Consciously and 10 Natural Ways to Avoid Colds and Flu and What to Do When They Come Knocking. Christine, I want to welcome you to the Jen Royster Show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I love your dog, Emmy. She's so beautiful.
I mean, I know when we were talking right before we came on the air, she said, like, oh, I've already seen Emmy. Yeah, Emmy is an Akita, a 98-pound female Akita. And we put the picture up of you and Polly. And Polly is a very special relationship that you had with Polly, right?
Yeah. Polly was a client to start off with, and she is the dog of a friend of my husband's who was actually instrumental in reconnecting my husband and I about 11 years ago.
Oh. You're saying reconnect you.
Reconnecting. We dated in college, and I was 20, he was 30. We dated briefly, and then he went off to New York and sort of, you know, has a very strong art career in New York City and in L.A., And I went off and did many other things, and then, you know, life brought us back together, and, mm-hmm. and hit Holly's person was the person who reconnected us. So over the years, I had done a couple of readings for Polly's person and for Polly, and looking at different things. And Polly, I just always felt, you know, she's a French bulldog, very solid in who she is, and I just always felt connected to her. You know, I'd see her at the gallery, and we'd play and say hello, and. She was a therapy dog, and she worked with people with brain injuries, and she just, you know, she'd go to the gallery, and she had a job there, and she did. She was very serious about grounding the space and making sure everybody was okay.
Aww.
And then our friend, in this, November, December, had a massive stroke, very young, had a massive stroke, and was in the hospital, and Polly at this point was 14, a little over 14. Had lost the use of her back legs, and I had helped her person and Polly work through that. We got her a cart, and her person got her a cart, and I talked to her about how to use it, and to Polly about how to use it, you know, to help her understand what was going on. And she was losing her hearing, so we talked about that. And so when our friend had the stroke, Polly was at a daycare. And it was expensive, and she has a brother, who was staying with people. But Polly, just because of her needs, she needed to have her bladder expressed every couple of hours because she couldn't go to the bathroom on her own. You know, and she just had a lot of health issues, and she's elderly. So it sounded like they were considering euthanizing her, which I understand from a, you know, humane perspective and the age that she was at. But my immediate reaction was like, oh my God, no, like she's not ready to go yet. That's not the way her life ends. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was like, so I said to my husband, like, we tell them we'll take her. And he looked at me like, are you kidding? I'm like, no, tell them that we'll take her, and, you know, whatever we need to do, we'll support her until she's ready to go. And I didn't think it would be that long. I thought it would be maybe a month, because she also had a form of, she had cutaneous lymphoma, which manifests like a skin cancer.
Right.
I mean, tons of things going on.
Oh, my goodness.
So we drove down to New York, and we picked her up at the daycare, and I brought her home and gave her a bath, and, you know, made her up a nice space. And we have a dog that's Golden.
Want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ooh, and we are back. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and my
special guest today is clairvoyant Christine Argo, and we've been talking about her dog, Polly. And do we still, Brian, do we have anybody on the line? I wanted to put that number out. If someone or anyone out there listening would like to call in with their questions, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. If you have a question about the dog in your life for Christine. And Christine, you were sharing about Polly, and how long was she in your life?
She joined us just after the beginning of January, and she finally, we helped her transition April 25th. So she ended up being with us for, 4 months, I guess, a little more than 4 months.
Right.
Which, you know, was so interesting because she was diagnosed in November with the cutaneous cancer, and it was sort of a testament to who she is. She was diagnosed in November, and her brother was diagnosed with the same thing probably just about a month ago, and he lasted for about a month, which is kind of normal. The expectancy is about a month after it's discovered at the level that it was at. But she, November, December, January, February, March, April, 6 months,
Yeah.
And I mean, we did some things for her. She had a long-standing UTI that I have a great vet up here, and we found a solution to it, which gave her just some great quality for, a couple of months. So it was just, for me, what was so special about the time was that, I felt here was this dog who had, really done so much for so many people. I mean, as a therapy dog and helping people with brain injuries, she just brought so much to their lives. And, in her day-to-day with the people at the workspace, she brought so much to their lives, and with her person, she brought so much to her person's life. And for me, it was just this really wonderful opportunity for her to have a space that was just about her. She didn't have to do anything for us. We didn't need healing from her. We really didn't need anything from her. We basically, opened the door and gave her the space to simply be. And I think that's part of, the extended time that she had was that she was like, I can do this.
Yeah, the life that she was in, she affected those lives. I mean, that's the impression that I get. She just completely, changed lives and everybody that she touched, which is so beautiful. Now, we do have a caller on the line. Are you ready to take a call, Christine?
Sure.
Okay. This is Jennifer from South Carolina. Jennifer, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Hello, Jennifer.
How are you?
It's nice to have you on the show. Christine's listening, so go for it. What's your question today?
Well, I have three dogs, so I don't know really which one I should be asking about. One is recovering from 2 bulging discs, but there's another one. She has seizures, and she started maybe about a year and a half ago, and it comes about every 7 weeks, and she also has some really bad skin issues. And I don't know what to do with her. How can I help her?
What's her name and how old is she?
Sassy, and she's 6 and a half.
And what kind of
dog? Almost 7.
Okay.
German Shepherd,
okay.
She seems to be my most troubled one. But I don't want to be missing out,
I saw
something of my other two dogs. You know what I'm saying?
I do. The one with the bulging disc was like, no, let her go ahead. And the other one sort of just is seems to be watching. So there seems to be a space of openness to let you know, Sassy have some information. I see a lot of electrical buildup in her space, which, you know, it's not uncommon when there's seizures happening. And it seems like it builds until she has the seizure. It does look like after the seizures that she does take, it looks like a good deal of time to recuperate from them internally. So there's like an imbalance that's going on. I don't know if the skin stuff came before or after the seizure started, but there's definitely like an impact on her physical body when she has the seizures and her ability to sort of recover from them. I think, you know, when she has them, it's important to try to maintain a sense of calm, to bring the energy down in the space. If the other dogs are there, try to move them out as quickly as possible. Let her have her space. Don't touch her. Just, you know, I even see, like, dimming the lights, like, just really giving her, like, taking the energy down while she's in the midst of it. In terms of her skin stuff, I there is a lot of what I call toxic buildup. It's generally from either, you know, food not digesting properly as they age, and or medications that she's on and the toxins that sort of offshoot from that. I see some activity in the liver, so maybe she is on something. It's the, you know, sort of cycling through the body, and then they have to leave the body in some way. So the kidneys do look like they're a bit overtaxed. That's how the body would be processing stuff. And in the end, it's got to have a way to come out, so it starts to come out through the skin, which is the largest organ. I get, you know, maybe adding in, if you want to explore like a nutraceutical liquid chlorophyll, it's really great for detoxing. It's, there's no downside to it in terms of, like, you can't overdo it. It's actually, it's on the market generally regarded as safe, which is GRAS. Which means, you know, you could drink the bottle and, you know, you'd have incredibly green poop, but you'd be okay. What liquid chlorophyll does is it helps to pull the toxins out of the system. So that may help, you know, with some of the skin stuff, but I do see, like, the skin is more of an internal thing than an external thing.
We started her on enzymes program.
Okay.
To detox the liver and the kidneys. But she's not on any kind of medication. The only thing that she takes would be glucosamine.
Okay.
So she's not on medication for her seizures or anything like that. And when she does have her seizures, it's in the mornings, early mornings when we're asleep. Okay. And I do have some good news.
Hang on to that thought, Jennifer, because we're going to take a break. So hold on to that thought, Christine, to answer that question when we come back. Stay with us, Jennifer. You're listening to the General Oyster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, Christine Argo. We will be right back after the break.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
To the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my very special guest, Christine Agro, and we have been talking about the unconditional love and the dogs in our lives. And we still have Jennifer from South Carolina on the line. So we're wrapping up those questions that she had for Christine. Go ahead, Christine.
So we were just looking at the seizures, and, you know, I just get that, that it's a... It, you know, I see that electrical energy, but it does, it looks like it's metabolic in some way, that it's, you know, something that, that ebbs and flows in her space. I'm not sure that there's a lot that you can do to remedy it. I think it's just helping her find that comfort and reassurance in it. homeopathic remedies did come up. They're different from, flower essences or herbs. They work on an energetic level. There's a great website, newtonlabs.net, so you might want to just check them, or onlynaturalpet.com, and see if they have anything that supports seizures. I know there's a couple of things out there. I'm kind of blanking on them at the moment, so...
That's a great confirmation, because I just recently came upon Natural Pet, their website. So that's a good confirmation right there.
Great site, great group. So, all right. Well,
I'd also like to add. We use a holistic vet for my pets, and that's been incredible. She does the chiropractic, the acupuncture, and all kinds of things, and I was speaking with her over a little bit ago before my show came on to the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and she was talking about seizures being addressed with acupuncture. So you may want to look into that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great, because I just found out of a vet about an hour away who will do that. So that's another great confirmation. I really appreciate all the help that you give us.
Oh, that's, I'm so glad. This was a really good, I think there's a lot of people that they go through quite a bit with their animals, and I was excited to have Christine on today because I've gone through my challenges with Emmy. Oh, a lot of challenges. And, you know, if you just took 5 minutes, Christine, you'd probably pick up on that. But, Jennifer, thank you for calling in and sending you a lot of positive energy there so you can find a solution for everyone there in the household.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Jennifer.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Christine, it was amazing what you were saying. I had not heard of the liquid cortisol before. I wanted to ask you, do you find a difference, I mean, talking with people or working with people intuitively or animals? Because I find it to be quite different. How is it for you?
No, there's no difference for me, and I think it's part of the uniqueness to what I do, is that I work on an energetic level. And I look at things clairvoyantly. So information comes to me through the sixth chakra. It unfolds like a movie. And I have an understanding of, you know, why we're here and what we're doing. That's actually my passion, is to look at our life lessons and what we're working on and to help people understand that. And when I work with animals, the very first one that I worked with, which was back in 2002, a woman, I had done a reading for a woman, and then she said, you know, my cat has this horrible food allergy. Would you be able to look at him? And I was like, well, I don't know, but let me look. So I looked, and it was all the same. It was the same pattern, you know, the same setup energetically. I could get the same information. I could see what he was working on. I communicated it with him. I communicated it to her. I moved some energy out. And, you know, a month later,
I find that it reflects back and forth, like what's going on with the owner. It will sometimes seem to be absorbed into the pet. I mean, I know Emmy's empathic, so if we're going through something, she reflects it right back to us. I've learned so much from my dog.
Absolutely. And I think it's, I mean, there's the sense of being empathic, but there's also the spiritual agreements that they have with us, which is to help us learn our lessons. So a lot of times they will mirror them back. Sometimes they are a catalyst. I think what I would like people to hear today is that is to sort of take their awareness of their animals to another level of seeing them as, you know, beings who are working on their own life lessons as much as they're helping us. And I think that's that next step of when there's something going on with them, we feel such a sense of responsibility because their love is so unconditional. And we just want to do anything to help them. But sometimes doing absolutely, you know, anything is not what they need. You know, they need that moment of like, well, what are you working on? Are you trying to leave? You know, is this your transition, and you need this in order to transition, and how do I support you in that? If they've got a behavioral problem, you know, what is it that they're working on, and how can we support them in learning what it is that they're trying to learn rather than, you know, feeling the need or the responsibility to take it away or make it better?
Right. Well, I mean, and when we want to take it away, sometimes it is a form of avoiding going through the lesson. And not that we're intentionally trying to avoid it, but I think it's just something that we do, and then it just keeps repeating. It'll come in different ways. This is my third Akita, for example, and I've had three now, and I seem to be repeating some things that I had with the first one, but it's taking it to another level. But I've learned, she's learned. I find that she... I mean, she has some things going on, but, you know, I feel like I am learning a deeper understanding of unconditional love with her. Yeah, I know what unconditional love is, and I'm a teacher in spiritual matters and an intuitive, an energy person as well, but there's still something more that I learned, and she's taken me to another level with it. And I thank her for that every day, even though it feels like a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what they do. I mean, you know, there's people who, you know, their dog drags them to a, like, drags them over to a lamppost where they see a sign that changes their life, or, yeah, you know, takes them to the dog park where they meet their husband, or, you know, gets them involved in exploring, I find this a lot, gets them involved in exploring natural and holistic approaches, because the person wants to help the dog so much that they'll, mm-hmm, they're like, okay, well, let me see what else there is. And the next thing you know, that person's life has changed dramatically because all of a sudden they've got this new awareness piece of health and wellness. And it's, you know, it's all of these pieces that just, you know, I see so often with people. And I do think the next step for us as humans is recognizing that animals have their own journey, and trying to, you know, come to the understanding of what it is that they're working on. I see such, right, great shifts in people when they understand that. It's amazing. Which, of course,
that's taking it to another level of awareness and capacity to allow another journey. Not try to control the journey, so to speak. Try to fix it. Oh, we're fixers as a race. fix. And we do that with people, we do that with our animals. But, you know, I love what you're saying, because I think it's just taking it to another level. And when I pick up on them intuitively, they have the personalities are so different. I mean, they have personalities just like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times with me, they will answer my questions when I'm looking to see what I can do for them. Very matter of fact, like, don't you already know this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real straightforward. It doesn't have all that emotion that we add to things in it when I'm picking it up. I'm just sharing how it is for me. I know everybody picks up differently, but that's how it'll come. There's a person that an older person that I've been helping lately, and her dog won't get along with any other dog in the neighborhood, but is coming up to us. And it came up and jumped the other day because I was helping his mom, and he just was like, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. The dog came and thanked me.
That's a relief.
It's like, thank you for helping her. He's making me nuts. That was like exactly how it felt. Have you ever experienced that?
I have. There's such gratitude oftentimes, you know, if I'll walk in, and whether I've been helping them, like, I love, like, after, I don't do a lot of work in person anymore. Most of it's done by phone just because everybody's all over the place. But, you know, when, right, I do get to work with people in person, and their animals, the dogs still, you know, we'll go through a whole session, and then they'll come up and they'll lick me and thank me, mm-hmm, you know, and oftentimes,
yeah,
people, oh, they know, you know, they never do that, you know, which is always like, you know, it's so funny, but, or, you
that's
know.
That's exactly what was happening, and, you know, that just made my whole day when, you know, the, yeah, appreciation, taking that moment to appreciate, and I couldn't believe it, and it was quite interesting because we have a cat and a dog. And we'll talk about that when we come back, because it's kind of an interesting relationship they have. And I wanted to get your insight on that and see if you could share, because a lot of households have different types of animals in their house. And I thought that lived with a dog. And I thought that might be an interesting question for you. We are going to take a station break. You are listening to the Glenn Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, Christine Agro. We will be right back after the break.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness.
Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hello, everyone. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show here on Transformation Talk Radio Network. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, clairvoyant Christine Agro. And we've been talking about unconditional love and the dogs in our life. And Christine, before we go any further, I have a question about, you know, mixed households, so to speak, like we have a cat and a dog. But I want to make sure everyone out there that wants to get a hold of you, how can they find you? Can you give out some contact information for the listeners?
Sure. The best way to reach me is through my website at christineagro.com, and it's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, and Agro is A, G as in George, R-O, .com. So there's a list of frequently asked questions there about the reading space that people can look at, and then there's a contact form. It's the simplest way. It's easy.
but I like that. It's keeping it simple, and that's easy. ChristineAgro.com. ChristineAgro.com. Okay.
Right.
Now, my question, while we're wrapping this show up, is what about those households that have different types of animals, like cat and dog, and you know, a lot of times they're trying to get them to get along, and I've actually been challenged with that, but not really, because I have an Akita, and they say, never put an Akita with a cat, or you'll have a dead cat, is what they tell you.
Right.
These two are best friends.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they protect each other, love each other. If one's scared or worried about the storms coming, the other one's loving all over the other one, trying to comfort them.
Mm-hmm.
And my vet, when we go over there, they'll put them in the same kenneling if they need to stay at the hospital if we go out of town. They kennel them for us, and they can stay in the same room together. And they're not worried about it. But I wanted to ask you if you've experienced that with people.
It happens with the, you know, the same, you know, dog, cat. It happens with dog, cats. It depends on the animal. I think it sometimes depends on the energy of the house. I think sometimes we worry so much that we, you know, set the space to create the dynamic. Sometimes if you just leave them alone, you know, they'll find their own balance. I know when we had a senior cat, and we brought Brew into the house. He's the golden, and he was one at the time. And I had this long conversation with Brew before he came in about respecting the cat, you know, about not chasing him, about being nice to him, about, you know, we're opening the door for him to come into the home, like this whole thing. I forgot to talk to a cat. So when I introduced them, Brew was great. He bowed down, like, you know, low on the ground, say hello to this cat, And I hadn't talked to the cat, and the cat swiped him in the nose. So I was like, oh, I forgot to talk to Christopher. So I had to, like, sort of redo and talk to Christopher about it. And Christopher was a different guy anyway. He was sort of a we adopted him as a senior. He was a grumpy senior guy who just, sort of ruled the house until he was gone. But yeah, I think it depends on each animal. You know, sometimes puppies tend to be unconscious. Sometimes they don't necessarily, you can't talk to them as much as you can talk to older dogs sometimes. You know, it's not always that case.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
it's in short spurts, that's for sure. The attention span is very fast. You got to do it in little segments so they mature a little bit.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of it, you know, I think we can talk to them, and one way that I work with animals, or I suggest that people work with animals on their own, is that they call up a picture of them in their mind's eye, which is, you know, easy to do. We can see a loved one, we can see our dog when we close our eyes because we love them so much, and in that space, you tell them what it is that you want to tell them, or you show them what it is that you want to show them. So you show them getting along with the cat. And remember to show the cat getting along with the dog. You have to work on both ends of it. but that's, you know, I think if people want to, you know, try to work with it in their own space, that's a great way to play with it, is, you know, connecting with them in that way. And I do, you know, I do the same thing with moms who are pregnant. We call up the baby in that way, and they connect with the baby.
Now, one last time, how can they get a hold of you?
It's ChristineAgro.com. So that's how they just can go there. That's all the information's on the website. I've written a lot of different things, so, about women, about animals, and so there's a lot, you know, they can check that stuff out if they want, and then they can also contact me through the contact form.
It sounds like there's a whole lot of love over on your website that's really good to put out there. A lot of love over there. And you can just see that in the picture of you and Polly. And, guys, if you wanted to see that picture, she's probably got it on her website as well. But I did put those pictures up on my website. That's JenRoyster.com. It's under the post for this show today, so it'll be the most recent post there. And you can see that love of that beautiful dog, Polly, we were talking about earlier in the show. Christine, I want to thank you for being with us today. This has been an interesting show, dynamic, because there's always something we're trying to figure out with animals, because they just don't speak, you know, vocally to us, except my dog does. I don't know.
Right.
My dog talks. I mean, she actually knows how to whisper bark. If we've told her to pipe it down, she's barking at somebody, so then she'll do it under her breath, like we can't hear her, but she's still barking at the people walking by. Her personality just keeps bursting out. And what I know, that unconditional love that I feel with my dog, and I know that other people listening would relate to this, all those things they do, even the challenging things, they put a smile on our face because it's so adorable to us, right?
It's oftentimes for us. You know, so,
yeah, it's made, so it's lifting our frequency in joy, and we're smiling. Oh, everything they do is so cute. Oh, they pooped on the floor. It's so cute. You know,
and then
all the mouthwaters are listening right now. They're going, "That's not cute."
Okay, they're trying to keep
when you're talking about it in a memory, right? Well, this has been a joy talking to you, and I want to thank you for being with us today. And I look forward to hearing from you again. Because the dogs in our life are always going to be in our life, and I can feel that love, and I feel that you are kind of a messenger for them to help people learn how to connect and to make the most of the relationship they have with their dogs. So thank you for that, Christine, and the work you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on your show.
You are so welcome. Now, for those that are new to my show, if you want to learn a little bit more about what I offer everyone out there, you can go to my website, JenRoyster.com, and we have the pictures of Polly. We have the pictures of my co-host, Emmy, over there, if you want to see who that is. And I also have free meditations you can download. You can book private sessions. We have the workshops that will be coming up in the fall. If you sign up for the newsletter, we have a free energy balancing ebook that I'm giving away when you sign up for the newsletter. And then you'll have the latest up-to-date on what we have going on for you. And just a reminder for those interested, we also have the group sessions that are beginning. Go over to the website, check it out. All that information is under the services tab. And those groups meet once a month. And those, we have two groups. We have one for angels and healing. And that's a wonderful group for people that are going through something very challenging, maybe an illness, physical, maybe an emotional thing. That's a wonderful group to work with other people, and we're working with healing and connecting with angels. We also have a group that meets once a month for those working on their intuitive development skills, where you can gather together and work on those skills together in a group format. I want to say thank you to all the wonderful listeners that we have out there. I love the feedback that we are receiving from everyone. I want to thank you for taking that time to send that in to me. You can always reach us or let us know what you would like to hear on the show, and we have a contact form right over on the site. We do care about bringing to you inspiration for your life. It's time to transform that life into the one that you were meant to live. I say thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Jen. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching
Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.